Good day, beloved children of God. This is Father Ivan Olmo of St. Mary Catholic Church and School. Today we will be reflecting on the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 8, verses 28 to 34. Please join me now in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus came to the territory of the Gadarenes, two demoniacs who were coming from the tomb met him. They were so savage that no one could travel by that road. They cried out, "What have you to do with us, Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before the appointed time?" Some distance away, a herd of many swine was feeding. The demons pleaded with him, "If you drive us out, send us into the herd of swine." And he said to them, "Go then." They came out and entered the swine, and the whole herd rushed down the steep bank into the sea, where they drowned. The swineherds ran away, and when they came to the town, they reported everything, including what had happened to the demoniacs. Thereupon, the whole town came out to meet Jesus, and when they saw him, they begged him to leave their district. Good and gracious and loving Father, we bless you. We love you. We adore you. Because of your great love for us, your love which is undying, your love is forever. Bless us, Lord, as we bless you. Open our lips to praise your holy name. Cleanse our minds and our hearts of any worthless, evil, or distracting thoughts, feelings, or desires. Please, please, Father, we beg you, give us the wisdom and the love to pray now with attention, reverence, and true devotion. Sweet Father, the source of all fatherhood, may our prayer be heard in your presence, for it is offered through Christ, your beloved Son, our beloved Savior. Terror. Terror is something that comes upon us as fear. We are petrified. We are terrorized. We are full of fear. And fear causes us to doubt, to lose heart, to lack faith, to stop trusting in God. We see so many examples of this in the gospel, where Jesus is in the midst of the disciples. He's in the midst of the people. And they continue to cry out, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on us. Jesus, save us. Jesus, help me. I'm drowning." Jesus understands our pain. He recognizes our fears. For even in the agony of the garden, Jesus looked to the Father and said, "Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me." But then in total confidence, he says, "But not my will, Lord, not my will, Father, but may your will be done. We also hear this from Mary when the angel comes to Mary and says, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And Mary, again, in her response, responds with total trust, not fear, trust. And she says, let it be done to me according to your word. And Jesus also, before he sets out in his passion, will tell the disciples, and we hear this at so many funeral readings, do not be afraid. If you have faith in God, have faith also in me. Jesus invites us to trust, to confidence, to not be full of terror and fear, but to simply put all our hope and trust in God. Even in those moments when we feel tormented, when we feel that there's a storm raging around us, even though we can't see the path that has been set out before us, even though we're blinded by everything around us, even though our ears are deafened by the sound of so much noise, so much injustice, so much screaming, so many people who want to be heard. Everyone wants their opinion to be heard. So much noise. It fills us with so much fear. And again, we begin to doubt. We second guess God, and we lack in faith and trust. But Jesus says, have faith in me. I have conquered sin and Satan and evil. I am victorious even over death. There's nothing that we need to be afraid of. Nothing. The one thing that we should be concerned with ourselves is allowing our fears, our sinfulness, our pride, our evil desires, our disordered passions to separate us from the love of God, who says to us, nothing can separate me from you. So don't be fearful. Don't be full of fear. Don't allow evil spirits or anyone to terrorize you and separate you from me. He says, no. If you have faith in God, Jesus says, have faith also in me. There's nothing to be feared. There's nothing for us to be fearful of. That when it comes to God, we need to be fearless and say, Jesus, increase our faith. You know, I love when Jesus says to Saint Faustina, as she captures so beautifully in her diary, that terror means a lack of hope. That when we're full of terror, we stop hoping in God. We stop placing our hope in Him. Remember, hope never disappoints. And He says to her that He wants her to assist dying souls in their time of death, when they're departing from this world, when they're preparing for their journey to their true home, their heavenly home, that it is this moment that we are full of distress. We begin to second doubt God's love and mercy. We forget what Jesus had taught us, that we have been claimed for Christ, that we have been ransomed from death, that Jesus has held our captivity captive, and now nothing can separate us from God, that even in the moments of death, we are not to lose hope. We are not people who are hopeless. No, we are full of hope. We are joyful at the resurrection. We believe when Jesus says to us, "Will I not come back and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be?" He tells us we know the way, the truth, and the life, that Jesus is the way for us to the Father, and he has conquered death. There's nothing to be fearful of. He's conquered illness. He's conquered sickness. He has given us everlasting life, and that is the truth. And Jesus is the one that we turn to in our times of need. And so he has asked Saint Faustina that when it comes to poor souls preparing for themselves to come home, for those dying sinners, to please pray a chaplet of divine mercy for them. So Saint Faustina did this. And she recounts one time where she goes to the home of an elderly man who's dying. And she realizes that there's so much torment in the house, that the family is filled with distress. They're all crying and full of fear. And then Saint Faustina begins to pray. She says that the demons that are all around this man begin to hiss at her, and they begin to throw threats at her. But she is fearless in this moment, and she begins to pray for this poor soul a chaplet of divine mercy. "Jesus, you expired for us. Father, I offer you the body and blood, the soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world." And the diary accounts that the demons flee. And all of a sudden, in that house, there comes a stillness, there comes peace, there comes calm. And we see this also in the gospel, when the disciples are full of fear, that there's a tornado, a storm, there's waters that are raging, and they're afraid that they're going to die. They're fearful that they're going to die. And Jesus is in their midst. He's in the boat with them. And they're still full of concern. They doubt. And they scream out, "Jesus, save us. Don't you care about us? We're sinking." And Jesus awakes. And he rebukes the wind. He rebukes the storm. Almost as if it was an evil spirit, a bad spirit. He rebukes it. But he also rebukes the disciples for having little faith, no faith, no trust in Jesus. Jesus is in their midst. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. They are full of fear instead of being full of faith, which gives them confidence and trust in God, knowing that God would never let us perish. He would never let us die. He has resurrected. He has given us a new day, a new beginning, a new life in Christ. And now death has no power over us. Demons and evil spirits have no power over us. Yes, they will tempt us. They will perhaps even torture us and torment us as a mosquito does, as a gnat does. But even those we fling away and we say to the evil spirits, "No, be gone. I trust in God. You have no power over me." That Jesus even mildly rebukes Saint Faustina for her times that she was full of terror and fear, and she lacked trust in Jesus. And what she says is, in Saint Joseph, she found in herself and in Saint Joseph someone who bestowed on her protection, who offered her protection. You know, one of the titles of Saint Joseph is Terror of Demons. And in this title, we don't see someone who is armed for battle with heavy weapons and swords and spears and shields, like that he's going to go out and battle demons. No. Our Father Joseph has amazing weapons of faith and trust in God, that it is a lily of purity that he uses. It is a strong shield of faith in his witness, that he is obedient to God in all things, that he doesn't succumb to temptation or to evil threats or to demons suppressing him and oppressing him. No, he terrorizes them by being faithful to God, by being obedient to God, by trusting God, and they flee because they have no power over him. And that's why Saint Joseph, for us, under the title of Terror of Demons, should be invoked always, as Saint Faustina invoked him, that when she felt terror or fear, or she felt anguish or despair, or she felt the temptation from evil spirits, that she simply turned to Saint Joseph in confidence, invoking his holy name, knowing that he will come to her aid and he would dispel all the demons because they had no power over him, that his shield of faith, that his strong arm of obedience, that his heart that was chaste and pure, these are the weapons of a faithful steward, one who's not afraid, a faithful disciple, where the demons are terrorized because they have no power over him and they have no power over us. We hear that even the mere mention of Mary, of our mother Mary, that the demons flee, that we invoke this beautiful name of Mary, that they have no power over us. They're terrorized by her name. They flee at her name, but we have to have trust and confidence in Mother Mary and Father Joseph. We need to trust in Jesus. We need to turn to him and to pray confidently, Jesus, I trust in you. I trust in you with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my strength and all my being. Yeah, Jesus, I can't see in this storm. I don't know what's going on around me. I don't know why people are yelling and screaming. So much noise around us, so much injustice around us. But Jesus, I place myself in your presence, in that calm and gentleness, in that beauty of who you are. You who trust the Father above all things, you who say, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit, I commend this situation, I commend all these people, I commend everything to you, this illness, my struggle, my fears, I give you everything, dear Lord, because I trust in you. My brothers and sisters, what are your demons? What are all those evil spirits that continue to tempt you and terrorize you and torment you? Those demons of confusion, those demons of doubt, those demons of impurity, those demons of foul and curse words, those demons of greed and selfishness, that evil spirit of pride and greed and envy. Those are those spirits that want to lead us to despair, to doubt. They want to separate us from the love of God, which nothing should be able to separate us. That it is in these moments we should pray, as Saint Faustina did, that we should turn to the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph and invoke their holy names. They are the terror of demons. We should always say in confidence and without a doubt that Jesus in us, he is in our midst, in every situation, in every circumstance, even if we can't see him, even if we can't hear him, he is there. Just simply turn to your heart, put your hands on your heart right now, and simply say, Jesus, I trust in you.